Distorted View Daily proudly presents another installment of the Special Poetry Slam.
Ice skating gives me joy. I like the movement. When you have a carpet to ride on, you cannot move around very much. When you are on the ice like me, you feel a lot freer. It makes me feel so happy to be out there with my friends. I have never fallen on the ice. When we are on the ice, we have the same freedom.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, March 8th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, Grandma might be a grand wizard of the KKK. Plus, the Big Mac of vaginas, a pregnant spider giving birth in your belly, and in the future, Alexa might be able to control your smart condoms. All this with your voicemails today on TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yeah, Tim Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. At the top of the show, I've got some breaking news. Live from the DV News Center. Bing bong ding pow zip zap snap clap crap piss and queef. A very eventful Wednesday. Okay, enough with the queefs. Okay, there is a time and a place for queefs. This is not one of them. What this is my one chance at winning a Radio Talkie Award for excellence in journalism. If I nab myself one of those, goodbye podcasting and hello lucrative career in radio news journalism, right? Give myself a sweet gig with ABC Radio News or Fox or something. All right, here we go. You all remember the Cash Me Outside girl, Danielle Bergoli?
Cash me outside.
She became a viral sensation after acting like a goddamn fool on Dr. Phil. Since then, she's parlayed her 15 minutes of fame into a media empire, at least according to her. She, tried to sell Cash Me Outside t-shirts. She's got 7.5 million followers on Instagram. And speaking of Instagram, guess what got hacked? Earlier today, this video was posted on her feed.
This is the modern day celebrity. This country glorifies and makes famous a young girl for being disrespectful to her mother.
Hey, I had a part in that.
She is no role model. She is no idol. She is no god.
I don't want to piss off Anonymous, though. Just be aware that I totally made fun of her. Try to bring this ghetto trash down a peg.
She is no role model. She is no idol. She is no god. Pay close attention to what happens next.
Well, let's see. She first appeared on Dr. Phil, then became a meme and racked up millions of followers. I'm gonna say, a porn shoot? Seems to be where the trajectory of her fame is heading. There were a couple more videos posted by this anonymous source. And then finally, the big dumb reveal.
Your screen is now being controlled by Glassface. Pay close attention to what happens next.
What the fuck? What's wrong with his phone? Bitch! My phone, bitch!
Someone stole her phone! Oh, wait.
Santa Finger!
Wait a second, what is this? Directed by Glassface. It's a music video!
I used to steal bikes and snatch purses when I was downtown. Breaking your house and snatch a fucking flat screen down. Got on my knees and that's God. Help me.
I will spare you the mediocre rap. In the video, you just see this Danielle chick in a car with gold teeth, you know, grills, just lip-syncing to the entire song. This is her brand's next move, lip-syncing to rap songs. So yes, her account really wasn't hacked. It was all a publicity stunt to get you to listen to some crappy rap music. I do have some real breaking news for you. courtesy of Distorted View correspondent Pastor Manning.
I simply want to go back to the Kellyanne Conway photo of her on the sofa on her knees with her dress jacked up and her legs wide open.
She's a slut! I just love that. No matter who's in office, Pastor Manning hates them. You know, for 8 years we had to deal with that long-legged Mac Daddy and the tranny wife of Michelle Obama. Now we've got Pastor Manning screeching about President Trump and Kellyanne Conway. At first, wasn't he a big Trump supporter? Something happened.
And go ahead and call her a stringy-haired slut. This is one of the ugliest, vilest things I've ever seen in such a sacred place. And Tribulation Trump is standing there, and Amorosa is standing beside, and all them Hamite men are standing you know, getting erections.
What?
It shows you the level of demonic sexual spirits. I don't blame Kellyanne Conway for that. I blame Tribulation Trump.
But you did just call her a stringy-haired slut.
Because he's a demon.
Yes, he
and
is.
Obviously he's having sex with her.
Oh.
And she probably just feels like, you know, I can be like this around him.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably just airing out her twat. You know, President Trump probably nailed her, came inside her. Her pussy's all ooey and gooey. She's trying to get a breeze in there. Dry it out.
Because I think he likes me that way.
Yeah.
This is the ugliest slut I've ever seen. And they're very close, Conway and Trump.
Yeah.
This is an ugly, stringy-haired slut.
Ugly, stringy-haired slut is this year's long-legged Mac Daddy. All right, moving on. Oh, we haven't done any of these in a while. I've got some brand new live stream fails for you. First up, a guy who is talking on stream to a woman about how much of a man he is, and then he screams like a little bitch.
I'm not who I once was.
And neither am I, but I'm still fucking
college
taking shots like a man.
Is no longer.
I'm taking shots like a man.
Dude, I'm out of college. I've been out of college longer than you. And I'm.
That's him screaming after a light bulb exploded.
Longer than you, I'm. Longer than you, I'm.
He's got his both of his hands up in the air, like a little sissy.
What?
Loud noise, bright light.
What the fuck, dude?
Next up, I've got a live streamer talking to his grandmother, and his grandmother doesn't seem like she's all there upstairs, if you know what I mean. Like, she's got, like, really disheveled hair. She's got this weird look in her eye, missing some teeth.
Don't say that!
Yeah, that's what she says. That's the first thing she says. I love the KKK! I don't know if she's reading what was in the chat. I have a hard time believing she could see that small text. I think this is just something that came out of her mouth.
Okay. Don't say that. Why? That's racist.
Why?
The KKK.
Why?
I'm streaming.
I know.
You're not.
I know, but I just want to let you know I hate niggers.
KKK? What?
Yeah.
KKK?
Yeah, Ku Klux Klan. What the hell?
Oh, it sounds good.
No, it doesn't sound good.
Lynching college sounds real good.
Be banned on Twitch. What the hell?
Am I going to get you in trouble?
That's racist. Yes. You're not racist.
I wouldn't do that to you.
See what I mean? I think something is seriously wrong. Like, this guy is exploiting old, mentally handicapped women. Ah, a man after my own heart. Call me. We've got a lot to talk about. We got so much in common.
You're not racist. You're not racist, though,
no,
are you?
No.
Okay,
no.
You're not in the Ku Klux Klan, are you?
No,
she's just a little. You're just a little crazy.
I just like the KKK.
No!
Don't say that!
Why?
I'm streaming! Don't say that!
I'm not streaming.
I think Grandma is trying to get you banned. My theory is that she has a Twitch account, and her grandson is seen as the competition.
The Ku Klux Klan, that they don't like black people. You don't like that. You like black people, right?
Yes.
Okay, don't say that then. What the hell? There's people watching this.
I'm just saying I like the KKK!
funny to see those coons running out when they see the cross burning in their front yard, you know? All right, hey, speaking of the N-word, I've got a clip here of some people playing Overwatch. Now, you guys remember I was talking about my anxiety surrounding this dumb game. I purchased it, I haven't opened it yet, haven't installed it, because I watch videos like this. I'm like, everyone is so mean. And I know I'm not good at video games. I know I'm going to suck. I'm going to bring my team down, and then they're going to scream at me in voice chat. Here is a good example of some Overwatch rage.
Well, I would say GG, but it wasn't.
GG means good game.
Well, I would say GG, but it wasn't.
Wasn't a good game.
With you guys again.
Calm down.
I thought you killed yourself, kid.
Why are you so mad?
These guys are so tilted. Sitting there calling each other names. It's very.
My teammates are so tilted. They're just calling each other inwards.
Yeah, this guy calls me a nigger out of nowhere. So, of course I'm gonna talk shit back.
Chill. You are a nigger.
Yeah. How about you? Fucking
I can't do anything about them. My teammates are getting
mad, nigger. It's just a word. Why are you guys getting so mad?
I know one old lady who wouldn't be offended. I love the word nigger. I'm a member of the KKK. Moving on, a couple more random clips, and then we will get into the news. This is an old one from a local news report where, before they even started filming, the reporter and the cameraman get into a little verbal altercation.
Well, good afternoon, Martian. What?
They yelled cut. You can't hear that because there's a lot of background noise. So let me explain what's happening here. There's the reporter, right? He is being filmed by the cameraman. There's also a third person behind him. One of the guys behind the reporter, or in front of the reporter, actually, said rolling, as in, you know, the film is rolling. Camera's going. And the reporter thought that that was his cue to start talking, but the other guy wasn't ready for the report to start. And said cut, and it just pissed off the anchor. Cut him off.
Well, good afternoon, Martian. What?
I'm not fucking ready.
Well, he just said rolling.
Yeah, he said rolling, and I said I'm not fucking ready.
I didn't
Shut
fucking
up and
hear
do
you.
Your fucking job.
Shut up and do your fucking job.
Go.
Now the reporter is pissed. Can't do his job.
You did not talk loud enough. I did not hear you. So how dare you fucking attack me like that?
Shut up and do your job, monkey. Read off your little paper.
Good afternoon, Martian Carl. The Ohio State Patrol has teamed up with Homeland
Security. Hey, that was from our, from Homeland Security, so this couldn't be too long ago, right?
Good afternoon, Martian Carl. The Ohio State Patrol has teamed up with Homeland Security to launch a new campaign called Say Something, See Something.
The video looks like VHS quality. I thought it came from the early 80s or something, but I guess it had to have been after 2001. All right. I've got a couple more examples of my favorite karaoke singer, you know, the adult baby, who's like 60 and just a mess to look at. I know we feature him a lot. I doubt a week goes by that I don't play a clip or two from him, but he just posts so much, and occasionally he'll actually record songs that I know. Like, most recently, he did a karaoke version of Human by The Killers. He sounds like he's drifting off to sleep. I don't feel like his heart is in this one, and the background music is so much louder than his voice. Do you know what song he's trying to sing? Are you familiar with this?
Are we human? Or are we dancer?
This is the song.
Sign is vital. My hands are cold.
He really is like the male adult baby version of Marianne. All right, one more. Let me give you just one more. I doubt you'll be able to figure out that this was a massive hit song, right? You're not going to be able to tell what he's singing here.
Party girls don't get it.
Any guesses yet?
I push it down, push it down. How the world is a good time, cool.
Is it like a, it sounds like Johnny Cash song or something, Hurt. Like his version of Hurt. No, let me fast forward. He's singing Chandelier by Sia. So I played the beginning of his version. This is the real version.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down.
All right, and just to refresh your memory, here is John's version.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything to live and live. I push it down, push it down.
Do you guys want to hear what it sounds like together?
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink.
Guys, I hope you can appreciate how much I had to edit to get those to kind of match up. He was all over the place. He would eliminate multiple words in each line of the song. He had no clue how the melody went. I just need to delete his YouTube channel. It's just too tempting to play shit from him on this show. Speaking of beating a dead horse, Rain Florence is back. I'm not going to play very much from her new video, but it's about her vagina, her very large vagina.
Hey everybody, Rain Florence, welcome to my channel. So if you follow my channel, you learned a few weeks ago that I have a larger than average vagina.
Yes, the saga of her large cunt.
And this was really shocking to me because if I do a survey of my body, nothing is really larger than average. You know, everything is really moderately proportioned. You know, if I could have picked where I would
bullshit.
Like to be,
your pussy looks like a sinkhole. Just accept it.
Larger than average, I would have definitely picked my boobs.
Yeah. You know, I'm always surprised by people leaving comments on her YouTube channel. It's like, you're hot. Show us your tits. Like, she's not that hot. And she's got tiny little itty bitty titties.
Because
and I've seen her cunt on Motherless and Pornhub. And you know what? She's got a big, fat, hairy gash. Don't waste your time with her, man. There are hotter women out there. Anyway, the whole video is about her doing Kegels, trying to tighten up that big, fat, puffy snatch of hers. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Sideshow, DV's member site, shame on you. Become a true and honorable freak today. Get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 2,000 shows. Plus, every week we do bonus material in the form of exclusive programs, mini shows, video casts, and more. Yesterday, we did a full-length episode of DV just for Sideshow members. We're going to do it again tomorrow. So it's a great time to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, everything is smart these days. It started with the smartphone. Now we have smart watches and smart home devices like smart light bulbs and smart refrigerators. What is this all leading up to? Well, if you listen closely to the lyrics of Carbon Chaperone, you all know where this is going. And it's nowhere good. We're going to have robot overlords. Zip and zap, a new world trap. Pew, 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 lasers pointed at you! But before we get to this horrific dystopian future, the world's gonna barf out some more dumb smart products, like the world's first smart condom. Yes, queen. The... I'm sorry. So stupid. All right, the first smart condom knows a lot about you, including body temperature, during sex, the speed of your thrust, duration of intercourse, and more. The smart condom knows you better than you know yourself. Really? The cutting-edge contraption acts like a Fitbit for your... Alexis, do you want to take this?
Dick and nuts!
Yeah, yes! It brings a plethora of information about your body and its performance in the bedroom. It also detects sexually transmitted infections. Oh, now that's useful! I actually don't need all that other stuff. The penometer, if you will. Although, you know, like, with Fitbit, you can challenge your friends. Like, you compete against your friends. Like, how far did you run? Or how many steps did you take? And you can, you know, there's like a ranking of like, it would be kind of cool to have fuck competitions with your friends. Like, how many thrusts did you go before nutting? But yeah, the cool thing is the STD detection. How does it notify you? Does it have a little speaker?
You have AIDS.
Thanks, Dickbit. Actually, there is no speaker. All the information gathered by the condom is transmitted to the companion app on your iOS or Android smartphone, allowing you to peruse the data after the fact. The Icon smart condom, which is manufactured by British Condoms, is capable of measuring the number of calories burnt, as well as the duration of intercourse. It can also clock up the total number of thrusts, average skin temperature, average velocity, and penis girth. I don't want any of that information getting out. The smartphone app will also tell you how many different positions have been used per week, month, or year. Like Fitbit and other health tracking wearables, the data collected from the condom will be kept anonymous. However, users will be given the option to share the intimate data online with friends if they choose to. So you could have little competitions. You can charge and sync the Icon smart condom via an... Is this a reusable condom? Like, that's kind of gross. Although I think it's time for reusable condoms. I mean, you can wash those things out. Who's afraid of a little cum in this day and age? Maybe it's just, I think it's an add-on, actually. That would make more sense. Like, it's something you stick on the condom or in the condom, right? Maybe you can use any condom. Let me read on here. Users will be given the option to share the intimate data online with friends. You can charge and sync the condom via an in-built micro USB port. I'm micro USB. For your GUI. It has a battery life of around 8 hours between charges. Oh, here we go. Despite its name, the Icon Smart Condom is not actually a condom. Instead, it's a synthetic rubber ring that sits at the base of the penis and ensures the condom stays in place. The ring, which ships with a 1-year warranty, can be adjusted to size and is able to be worn again and again. British Condoms, which first revealed it was developing the unique contraception last year, maybe we reported on that, said its smart condom project brought new meaning to the term wearable tech. And it certainly appears to have captured the public's imagination. According to the British firm, almost 100,000 people have already pre-registered to be the first in line to buy the 60-pound product, which will be released later this year. Second story we have for you today. Earlier in the program, I was talking about Rain Florence's big fat vagina. A woman's sex life was ruined by her oversized genitals, which she herself likened to a, quote, Big Mac burger with the filling hanging out.
Pussy juice!
Oh, I bet you that big fat hamburger pussy could produce some pussy juice.
Pussy juice!
A woman's life was ruined by her oversized genitals, which she herself likened to a Big Mac burger with the filling hanging out. Antonia Fava, 27, from London, experienced years of discomfort because of the excess skin and had to put up with cruel comments from men about the appearance of her vagina. She herself called it a Big Mac burger. That doesn't seem too nice. She revealed that one partner told her, "I can't wait to sleep with someone with a normal vagina," while others have remarked, "You got a pair of balls!" And it looks like a world war zone down there. After being turned down by the NHS for a labiaplasty procedure, she was forced to turn to private healthcare treatment and forked over £3,000 on getting her embarrassing problem fixed, but she was left unhappy with the results. They didn't tuck enough meat up in that bun. Opening up about how embarrassed she felt about her body in the BBC Three documentary called My Unusual Vagina. God damn it, the UK gets the best documentaries. Antonia told how her inner labia, destroyed her life. Quote, the skin flaps are like elastic bands. If I was to pull them, I could get them down to my thigh, she said. For me, sex is difficult because it can hurt and feel uncomfortable. Maybe she, like, rolled over onto one of her pussy lips. I mean, it's so large, she could, you know, maybe the guy put an elbow, you know, down on the bed. He's repositioning, and he landed on her pussy lips. He didn't, you know, didn't know it was there. Goddamn labia just sort of spills out over onto the bed. All right, how are you supposed to enjoy it when the main organ that you would use, you feel completely embarrassed by? And then on the other hand, it hurts physically. It's not an aspect of my life that is explored and enjoyed. Even a girl's holiday was ruined for Antonia when her labia escaped from her bikini and it burned in the sun. So not only did she have a cunt slip, right? Like half of her pussy's hanging out of her bikini, but then she didn't even notice it so long that the sun scorched it. She admits she constantly searched for images of other female vaginas online to compare hers to and felt that she had to live up to an ideal image that she believes social media, the media, and the porn media have created. She added that hurtful comments didn't help her confidence either. I hope she's not listening to today's program. I've been picked on, just silly things. I can't wait to sleep with someone with a normal vagina, or you got a pair of balls, or it looks like a war zone. She consulted a surgeon at the Fitzroy Surgery in London so that she could have her labia reduced in a labiaplasty operation, often referred to as a designer vagina surgery. 3 weeks after, though, Antonia explains in the documentary that while her left labia healed perfectly, her right side was swollen and deformed. It probably looks worse than it did at the beginning. At least there was some symmetry at the beginning. Now, that's all, like, lopsided. All right, worried she would be horrified by what she saw, Antonia says, what I have now, I should just be happy that it's better than what I had before. Oh, okay. She has to revisit the clinic, which said it would give revision surgery if deemed necessary. I would say it looks like a double cheeseburger. I wouldn't say it's an actual sealed bun. Like, why do you have to keep describing it as hamburgers? It's a Big Mac, now it's a double cheeseburger, but it's not in a sealed bun. The meat is tucked inside it. It's not like a Big Mac with the fillings hanging out anymore. So, we're making some progress on her pussy. Final story we have for you today. This is a short one. Comes from my state of Ohio, specifically South Euclid, Ohio. A Facebook post from an Ohio police department about a call they got from a man on drugs is going viral because of the bizarre nature of the call. You know, why not just release the 911 call? All those things are public record, right? We're always seeing, like, 911 calls being released. Not nearly enough, though. Much rather play the audio on my show than read them. According to the South Euclid Police Department, a 19-year-old man called just before 9 p.m. last Thursday, saying he swallowed a pregnant spider that had given birth in his stomach. And now he had a bunch of baby spiders crawling around there. He said baby spiders were crawling out of his mouth and he could feel all 8 legs crawling around in his throat. The truth of the matter is that he did not have spiders in his belly, crawling out of his mouth, etc. What he had ingested was LSD, and he was just tripping his fucking balls off. Yeah, he ingested LSD just an hour before the phone call. He was transported to a local hospital for treatment. If this Facebook post doesn't convince you not to partake in the use of drugs, nothing will. The police wrote on their Facebook page. Fucking pigs trying to tell me how to live my life. Their heavy-handed anti-drug Facebook post. I like it way better when the U.S. government itself tries to tell me not to do drugs, because they do it in retarded ways. Let's create a film strip, an educational piece about the dangers of LSD, and we'll recount a story about a woman who was talking to a goddamn hot dog.
And we sat there carrying on a conversation with that hot dog. I had put the ketchup to where it looked like his hair. And he started telling me that I couldn't eat him. That he had a wife and 7 kids at home to support. And I stood there with his hot dog and asked Terry, do you know this hot dog is talking to me?
Well, you know what Terry said? Nah. And then he walked away. Like, he just totally left the scene, leaving this woman with a talking hot dog in her hand. She's hungry. She wants to take a bite out of this hot dog, but the hot dog's talking to her. You know what she does? She ends up taking a bite out of the fucking hot dog. This monster. And then the hot dog starts screaming. It's the craziest video. We talked about this many, many years on the show, and I've played clips of it, you know, since then many, many times. But if you guys don't remember, if you weren't around for me going through this entire video, I could find it again. Just email me if you're interested. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, love to hear from you. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. Call in, especially if you're new to the show or you don't call in very often. I'd love to hear from you. I promise I'll be nice. I've been very decent to people lately. I used to be a real asshole on the voicemail line. Now I treat you guys with a little bit of respect. Let's see who this asshole is.
Hey, Tim, Critical Madness, Columbus Freak. Hey, you mentioned the SAS. And said something to the effect of, I guess it's a British military unit or something to that line.
An idiot.
And as a matter of fact, it is. The SAS is a special air service. It's actually, they're closer to our Ranger Battalions, SEAL Team Delta Force than our Special Forces.
So they're a big deal.
To the Green Berets specifically, that they typically are compared to. I got a little bit of experience in those, that world. So they're very, very good at what they do. Talking to a fellow freak last night and got to thinking about, you know, the olden days when things started out. And it hit me that you have not, I don't know the last time I heard you threaten an elderly person with death.
No.
You know, you're getting away from your roots, Tim. You've changed. You've really changed, man. That and the Jews. What happened to your longstanding rival with the Jews?
I was just talking about the Jews recently on the show.
I don't know. It just kind of went away. I don't know. Are you, like, friends with the Jews now? Or what? Are you in cahoots?
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
Anyway.
That's absurd.
Sure, Tim. Bye.
Especially with the old people thing. They still drive me up the wall. But, you know, it's a lot of the same stuff, right? It's a lot of the same annoyances. And, you know, I don't want to bore you with my same anti-elderly rant. But I could come up with some new stuff. Send me some old people clips and get me going. Or maybe, you know, personal tales of the elderly or something. Just something that'll set me up. You can get me going pretty easily.
Hey, Tim, Bagacom Come here. I'm listening to the...
Your name is Bag of Cum.
Hey, Tim, Bagacom Come here.
Out of all the names you could choose from, you went with Bag of Cum.
I'm listening to the January 5th Sideshow show.
Yeah,
and
okay,
you start with the Testipations that's just like Outcast over and over and over again. And as soon as Outcast started playing, I knew what it was because I've done that to punish my own radio listeners. Back when I was in college, I had a radio show. And on random days, I would basically do what you do. You're an inspiration to us all, Timmy.
Well,
I love you.
Thank you very much. We did a test of patience. Was it last week for Sideshow? It always just lands on Sideshow exclusive days, but it was like 8 minutes of some Super Mario, you know, like the Super Mario music. There was actually a CD released in Japan, or actually it was probably a record or a cassette tape in the 80s released with some like Japanese girls coming up with lyrics to the Super Mario Brothers music. It's really awful. I think it's awful. I don't know. I can't tell. I don't know the language. But we did about 8 minutes of that, I think, on the Sideshow as a test of patience. One more reason to sign up? I don't know if that's a good advertisement for the Sideshow or not.
Hello, media darling. Oh, I call with greetings and much happiness as...
Vladimir Putin is really the Russian spiral hamfucker, isn't he?
Trump, by the time you hear this, is president. It all has worked.
Are we that far behind in the voicemails, really?
Perfectly for me. Things are going so well. I would like to call distorted at you with offer of seats at press conferences. We are kicking out quote-unquote legitimate news sources. We will have our... You will have Distorted View Network. We want you to have fun seats.
Totally. Do I have to be based in Russia, though?
You know, the old bitch with the press conferences who always got the last question. We would like you to have this seat. You're going to be like old bitch.
Oh.
Anyway, Distorted View Network has seats at table. I have many opportunities.
It would be funny if Distorted View was invited to, you know, like the White House press conferences or something, and CNN wasn't allowed there anymore because they're fake news.
Hey, we were making a fortune off this code selling thingy I got going on. I buy a show of DVDs, video games. I have so much money, it's pouring out my nostril. So now I'm selling all my codes online. You really should have gone into this fortune, though.
I don't know what he's talking about. Video? Is he selling like his digital? Didn't I talk about this on the show that I thought this would be a great idea for a business? You buy these Blu-ray movies, and a lot of times they come with a digital download, and you have to enter a code, right? Why not sell that code to someone for like $5 or $10, and you get a little bit of cash back, and they get the digital version, and you get the Blu-ray, and I mean, you could always rip the Blu-ray and make your own digital version, right? Brilliant business idea. Then, you know, the company itself, the website, takes like a dollar from the sale as like a processing thing. Boom! We're all millionaires. Who wants to invest in me? You freaks better fork over some cash before I move on to the Shark Tank people. I'm looking for $12 million for a 3% stake in my company. Flick Flip. I don't know. That's right, it's Flick Flip, but all the vowels are taken out. That's what you're supposed to do when you create an app. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God.
Ugly, stringy-haired slut.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you are Sideshow members, I will see you back tomorrow for the Thursday program. Otherwise, I will be back to end the week on Friday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. When I was young, I only wanted to be blind. And I wouldn't pay to wear what I wanted still lies. And everyone at the time was only classic then. Only classic then. And everyone at this time is only classic.
I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?